This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the River Islands guest line, Greg Cosell, back for another season. Greg, how you been?
Did you guys miss me?
So much.
Terribly.
Well, that's good to hear, you know? So I'm back. We'll do this every week.
You're back. What do you do in the off season? Do you still break down tape?
Of course. I've probably seen about 90 to 100 guys already who'll be in next year's draft. And then I started going back and watching NFL tape from last year about 3 weeks ago because I can do it differently in the off season. You know, I don't have the deadlines that I do during the weeks of an NFL season. So, I do this all year round. I pretty much watch tape every day.
When you look at the Niners tape from last year, is it a tragicomedy or a horror film?
You know, it's you guys.
Welcome back, Greg.
you know, it's funny. I watched a lot of Brock Purdy. I've actually mostly focused on Purdy. I did because I knew he'd be a big story, you know, because of the contract situation. I did watch all of Juwan Jennings' targets. But that's what I mostly watched from last year. Plus, I rewatched some specific sides of a ball. Like I watched, I'm trying to remember now. Let's see. I watched the 49ers offense versus the Seahawks defense from week 11 because they opened the season against the Seahawks. So I also watched them against the Rams because I think they play them early in the season as well. So, you know, I go back and do those things because then I see it with a different eye when I watch it, you know, 6, 7, 8 months later.
Greg, I'm so glad that you looked at all of Juwan Jennings' targets because, as you're probably aware, he has not performed at all in this training camp. And there is a debate over, or some curiosity, in terms of how much this is about a nagging calf injury and how much this is about a contract rework that he would like. And we still don't really have the answer to that question. But as we get closer to the season, I think this might be more about cash. And so it begs the question, how vital is he to what they do?
Well, he is vital to what they do, but what it begs the question, and you're seeing it, for instance, in Washington with Terry McLaurin, who's obviously got a bigger track record than Jennings, but the question is, how important is a receiver to his team versus where does he stand in the group of receivers in the league? Like, Jennings, to me, is very important to the Niners, but I don't think anybody's going to say that he's a top five receiver in the league. You know, when I watched all his targets, and I took a lot of notes, obviously. I didn't know that, you know, I was going to be doing you guys, so, you know, my notes were not about that. But I have a lot of notes on him. And, you know, I ended up by saying a couple of things. It's the perfect mix of receiver traits and pass game scheme. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. You know, there's a lot of reduced splits in the 49ers offense where the receivers line up closer to the formation. They're not split wide. So he worked from the slot quite a bit. He had 114 targets. 53 of those came from the slot. So that's almost half came from the slot. So he had a lot of what we call free access where he was not pressed. Now, he works between the numbers, which is the foundation of the 49ers pass game, extremely well. He's got size, he's got physicality, he's got competitive toughness. You know, he's physical as a route runner. He can work through contact when necessary. He's gets hard yards run after catch. He's a good receiver. And I don't know what he's asking for. I don't follow those kinds of things closely, guys. But, you know, you're not going to say he's in the category of Jefferson or Chase or Brown or C.D. Lamb or, you know, you're not going to say he's that guy. But to the Niners, he's very, very important. So I don't know what that means when it comes to salary.
Does he remain as important without Debo, where now he either has to be the boundary X or he has to play the Z and he'll have fewer snaps in the slot position?
Well, the question is, can he be a boundary X? Because one thing you did not see much of on his tape a year ago was him working one-on-one on the outside versus press man. You know, so can he expand his game to be that guy? And I think there'd be a question about that, you know, a legitimate football question. And, you know, I'm not sure we know the answer to that. But, you know, if you're going to pay a receiver big, big money, then you expect him to be able to line up at boundary X. And I'll give you an example of that. I had a great conversation with Steve Spagnuolo this summer. I've known Steve for years, and he was talking about the Eagles, who they obviously lost to in the Super Bowl, and he said that A.J. Brown might be the most important player on their offense because he can line up at boundary X and win one-on-one against anybody. You know, so those receivers, there's not a ton of those guys. So whether Jennings can be that guy, that would remain to be seen. And normally, there's few exceptions. There's always exceptions to every rule. But normally, you're not paying a receiver, in your mind, a team's mind, you know, that kind of money, that big money, unless he can fill that role.
Yeah, and so then the next question might be, for example, can Ricky Pearsall fill that role? Would love to know what you think about what you're seeing so far from him in this preseason.
Well, I like Ricky Pearsall. You guys know that, and I think that he's a good receiver as well. I'm not sure either one is a true boundary X, the single receiver to the short side of the field that can line up and, you know, consistently win one-on-one against the higher quality corners in the league. But the other thing to keep in mind is we know that Kyle Shanahan's offense is versatile in terms of formations and motions. And, you know, I don't know exactly how Kyle thinks about all this, but, you know, my guess is that he may not see that true boundary X as important as some other teams do just because of all that formation variation and the shifts and the motions, because they're among the league leaders in terms of percentage of plays that have shifts and motions. So, you know, I don't think either one would, Jennings or Pearsall would be ultimately considered, you know, a true boundary X. So, you know, we'll see. Look, I doubt Jennings is going to sit out the season, so at some point he's going to be there. You know, the question is he going to be ready to play week one?
Well, and then all that said, and how it might not be as important in a Kyle Shanahan offense, what if we asked it a different way? Like, do you think that Ricky Pearsall in this offense has the goods to kind of put up what their wide receiver one usually does?
Yeah, I think he does. And you know, see, that's the thing. We live in a league now, and again, people can say, well, a year ago, there was a lot more running in the league, and we don't know where that's going. You know, it's tough to predict the future. But, you know, you live primarily in a league where passing is important. So there's a lot of receivers who make a lot of catches and put up yards. That doesn't mean they're big-time number ones, because, you know, that's the nature of the game is, you know, guys catch a lot of balls. So we'll see. But, you know, I think that Pearsall can be a guy that is a volume target, if that's what you're asking me. Again, that doesn't make him Justin Jefferson, but I think in the context of the offense, can he be a volume target? Probably so.
Yeah, and a team that runs almost more 21 personnel, two running backs, one tight end than anyone in football. So your need for three receivers is somewhat diminished. I want to ask you, Greg, about the defensive line, and in particular, a couple of the rookies, and what you saw on tape last year from the Niner run defense that led them to be so soft against the run, especially in those A and B gaps.
Well, that's why they drafted who they drafted. I think they told us how they felt about their run defense. I don't think we had a guess about that. You know, so obviously they drafted Collins in the second round from Texas, who's kind of a physical freak. But I've watched all his snaps in the preseason, and I think he's got some work to do in terms of his hand usage, in terms of how to play off blocks. He struggled at times with double teams, which did not surprise me. See, I think people, number one, need to understand that with few exceptions, this stuff doesn't happen overnight. There's a learning process. College football, well, I don't care if it's the SEC, it's still college football. It's different in the NFL. But I think he's a guy that has traits, a ton of traits. I mean, he's 6'6", he's 330. If I remember correctly from doing my draft work, I think his arms are over 35 inches. So there's a lot there to like. And he showed some flashes in his, I think he played 44 snaps through the first two games. I've seen them all. And then they drafted C.J. West, I believe, was that fourth round? And he's another guy. He's a different kind of player. But I think down the road, he does have the ability to develop into a three technique, meaning that he's a penetrating type player. He's got some good quickness to him. I think that he's got the athleticism in his body to do that. But this takes time. So we'll see how it all plays out. But obviously, they believe that they did not stop the run, which they didn't very well a year ago. And, sometimes, they're a four down defensive line. They're not a defensive line that does a ton of different alignments. I mean, obviously, there's always tweaks, and that depends on opponent as well. And every defensive line coach and D coordinator does have some different looks. But for the most part, they're a four down D line in normal down and distance situations. And, guys sometimes have to get off blocks. That's the nature of the position. They've got to learn how to do that in the NFL. C.J. West came from Indiana, but he played at Kent State before that. So, this is a step up, and, it'll probably take a little time.
Greg Cosell, NFL Films, with us, as he will be every week throughout the NFL season here on Willard and Dibbs. While you're talking about those two guys, I think that we hear a lot along those same lines, where Alfred Collins, higher draft pick, but maybe might take a little bit more time. Do you see it that way? Like, will C.J. West contribute? Is he ready to contribute earlier?
It's possible, and I'll tell you why. Normally tall guys, and I think Collins has to fight this, a lot of tall defensive tackles do, the tendency to play too upright off the snap, because what that does is it negatively impacts both your short stroke strength and your initial quickness. And you really have to fight that when you're 6'5", 6'6", as a defensive tackle. Sometimes that can be hard to deal with. And that's something that he'll have to, I'm sure they're working with him on it, because, as soon as you stand up straight, it doesn't matter how strong you are, how powerful you are, you're going to get moved.
How were DeForest Buckner and Eric Armstead thus able to be as productive as they've been, being 6'6 and 6'7 respectively?
Well, Buckner is a little bit of a freak. I mean, we know he's been a great player. He's a little different in that regard. Armstead, I think, on occasion has that problem, but not enough where it derailed his career. Big guys do have a tendency to do that. Sometimes it's hard, not to do that just because of your size and length. But Buckner, he's just, he's had a great career. I mean, he's probably not going to be a Hall of Famer, but he certainly had a great career. And Armstead has had a really solid career as well. So, some guys can do it better than others, but tall guys do have that tendency.
Greg, while we're on the 49er defense, going from Nick Sorensen to Robert Saleh, how do you see that as changing the 49er defense this year?
That's hard to know right now, because Robert Saleh's been in the league now a bit. I'm sure he's made adjustments. Look, he made adjustments when he was the 49er D coordinator previously, because don't forget, he came from the Seattle, that Seattle background with cover three, and then he started playing a lot more too high. So he made adjustments when he was previously the coordinator because the league demanded it. So that's a hard question to answer. The preseason games don't tell you much about that, simply because, they're not game planning there, and they're not even playing necessarily their starters. Although I got to tell you, the kid Siegel, I really liked his college tape. He was one of my guys that I really, really liked on his tape, and I'm curious to see how it plays out when the season starts. But that's hard to know right now, what the difference. They're still going to be a four down front. They'll still be a base 4-3 when they play base defense. They'll still be a 4-2-5 nickel. I don't know how much dime they'll play. My guess is not a ton. So, I think in terms of personnel, they won't change dramatically. The question is from a coverage standpoint, and then you get into the blitz percentage, and I don't think we know the answer to that right now.
Yeah, it was pretty low last year and yep. one of the fewest blitzing teams in football. I'm curious about your thoughts on Siegel a little bit more because the Niners safeties of late have been downhill, hard-hitting, run stoppers. Are these attributes that Siegel brings with him from college?
Well, he can play both on the back end and he can play in the box. He played some slot in college. He's a versatile player, you know, and that's the way he was deployed in college. So, you know, I found him to be a really intriguing player. You know, it's funny, guys like that always get lost in the draft because their physical and athletic traits are not quote unquote special. You know, he's not an explosive athlete. I can't even remember what round he was drafted in.
But, in the fifth,
In the fifth, okay. But I really liked his tape. I liked the way he played. I thought he showed up on tape all the time. And as I said, he played multiple spots in the context of, was it Kansas State? I'm trying to remember. Was he Kansas State?
Yes.
I watched so many guys, I forgot where he went to college. But I remember liking him a lot, and you know, I thought he could be a really good pro. You know, see, very often with defensive players, and I learned this really early on. When I started out watching college players, and this goes back years and years and years, I used to think in terms of, well, he's either great or he can't play. And it took me a while to learn that, you know what, a lot of guys play defense, play on the defensive side of the ball in the league. Not everybody's an all-star. Not everybody's an all-pro. So what you do is you try to find out what guys do well, and then you put them in those positions. That's how you deploy them within the context of your defense. And he's a guy that does a lot of things well. You wouldn't say he's a star, like, oh my God, look at this guy on tape. He just blows you away. But he's versatile positionally and does a lot of things well.
Greg Cosell with us, NFL Films, here on 95.7 The Game. Greg, what have you seen from D. Winters so far in his career, and how do you feel about his opportunity to kind of take over the Dre Greenlaw role next to Fred Warner?
Well, I thought he played well last year down the stretch. I mean, I thought he showed up on tape. You know, I think he's a good athlete. I think he moves well. You know, I think he's theoretically kind of a similar player in the fact that, you know, not overly big, but more athletic than powerful. So in some ways, you have the same kind of player. Now, again, much of this depends on how Robert Saleh, who's probably going to do some different things than Nick Sorensen, how he's going to put all this together. You know, I can tell you right now, guys, and I know fans, for the most part, only get to see the games on TV. The games are the least important part of training camp. The least important part. You know, I've been fortunate in my career to be able to go to a lot of training camps and have a lot of access and see a lot of things. And I can tell you for a fact that the games are the least important part. So, you know, I can't answer exactly what happens on a day-to-day basis. You know, these guys get in at 6:30 in the morning. They have meetings. They practice. They have meetings. This is an all-day affair. And that's where really the work is done. You know, the games are, you know, especially when guys don't play that many snaps, the games are, like I said, the least important part of it.
You looked at the tape from Brock Purdy thoroughly last year. Super thoroughly, actually. I didn't want to undersell just how thoroughly your deep dive was. But when you reflect on his year last year, what are some of the takeaways that you have in areas where he needs to be a little bit better to get back to where he was 2 years ago?
You know, it's funny you say that. During the season, I can't watch, you know, 250 dropbacks in a row of a quarterback. You know, I have to each week watch games, you know, as many as I can. But in the off season, I can watch 250 dropbacks over a 2 or 3 day period. And I got to tell you, I came away thinking that Purdy's really good. Now, I thought there were times he left the pocket too soon, and I thought that was one of the things that at times, you know, he struggled with last year. But overall, I mean, to me, as a post...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Snap operator. In other words, when the ball snapped and it's in his hands, I think he's an outstanding post-snap operator. He sees the field intuitively. I think he's an elite processor. I think he creates timing and anticipation throws based on his immediate understanding of what he sees. And that allows him to throw with precise timing. I came away after watching everything about him that he's a really, really good quarterback who truly understands how to play the position at the NFL level.
And you came away with that after watching the 6-11 season.
Yeah, because I'm not, there's a lot of reasons why teams win and lose games, guys. Uh-huh. It's just everybody, you know that. Everybody thinks it's the quarterback or the coach is an idiot. You know how fans
of course.
Think about that
yeah.
stuff.
No, Greg, yeah. I kind of asked it that way because I want to hear you say it again so that it can marinate for a lot of our audience and even some of the national media personalities who are using that 6-11 to victory lap, that their points about Brock Purdy not being that good were right, even though they are categorically incorrect.
You know, there's a lot of different elements to playing quarterback, okay? Some guys play quarterback, like I can tell you right now, here, I'll tell you this. I'm not going to tell you who told me, but a defensive coordinator in the league told me this, who's very highly respected. And he said, Patrick Mahomes is not a very good progression reader. Now, okay, that's a coordinator that's played against him. So people listening to that might go, you're crazy. It's Patrick Mahomes. People have different strengths. Is Brock Purdy going to do what Josh Allen can do? Is Brock Purdy going to put a team on his back and win a Super Bowl, quote unquote, by himself? Of course, no one does it by yourself, no matter who you are. But you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Is he that kind of player? No. So some people might think then he's not in the top five. That makes him in the top 10 or 12 or 15, whatever list they want to choose. But when it comes to the subtleties and the nuances and the understanding of how to play the position, Brock Purdy is high level. Does he have a rocket arm? No. Is he the most athletic quarterback in the league? No. But he understands intuitively and innately how to play the quarterback position. Look, you guys, I'm sure, have talked ad nauseum going back to last year and probably through the summer about why the Niners were 6-11. And there's many reasons for that. And it's not just Brock Purdy. In fact, he'd probably be one of the least important reasons.
It sounds like you've been listening to our show, Greg, and we appreciate that.
Well, I haven't been, guys. I'm sorry. Man, I actually don't,
I mean,
I actually work, And, it's funny. I don't have a long ride to the office, and I'm just, this is not personal to you guys or anybody else, but, I don't really listen to people talking to me in my car. I listen to music.
Oh, what kind of music?
I'm a classic rocker.
Yeah, he
okay.
is.
Give me three bands.
Well, Led Zeppelin's my favorite band of all time. I love Southern rock. Like, I love the Allmans. I love Skynyrd. But other, sort of blues rock bands, I was a big Deep Purple fan, Bad Company, that kind of stuff. I was a big Tull fan.
Nice.
Man.
Little Tull. Yeah. Throw in some Tull and watch 250 snaps of Purdy.
The man loves Skynyrd and Purdy. I mean, Greg, that's how you get a weekly spot on this show.
I was a big Eagles fan, too, band.
Not Philadelphia. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah.
Greg, yeah. We'll be talking to you soon. Thank you.
Hey, I can check out anytime I want, but I can never leave.
There it is. Yes. Greg flipping Cosell for the win.
Greg, we'll do it again soon. We're already looking forward to it.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.